Today's at 5:45. We are learning Masechta Kelim. We are in the 19th parak. We are learning Mishnah Yud, the last of the 19th parak, and then the first Mishnah in Parak Kaf. The Mishnah says, "Mashpelah shenifcha somei lekabel rimonim." Let's say I have this donkey saddlebag, and on the sides I use to collect dirt or garbage or whatever, but it can't collect because it has a hole in it and it can't hold anything anymore. It has a hole that's bigger than the size of pomegranates. So therefore, although it can contract, I'm sitting on it. That's the way the piece is made, right? The Rabbi Meir Metame, Rabbi Meir says it still can have Tumas Masa, right? V'chachamim Metarin, the Chachamim say that's not so. V'mneisha batal ha'ikar, batal ha'tfeila. They're of the opinion that once something can't handle itself from its primary, Rabbi, if I could hold you for a minute, right? So then the bottom side, it doesn't manage the smaller Tumah is not going to be held as well. Turning to the 20th parak, the Mishnah now says, "Hakar makistos vasakim marzufim shenifkasu." What if I have pillows or mattresses, sacks, or the like? It's like a sack; it's made out of leather. That's what a marzuf is. Sarelu tumei midras; those things can convey a sense of tumas midras. But hakloster arbas kabin aturmel chameshes kabin. If you have a basket that holds four kav, or a shepherd's pouch that can hold five kav, or a kreshes, which can hold a saw, a chemis shel shivas kanim, Rabbi shel shivas kabim. If it's sizable enough, Rabbi Huda Omer afa ripsal va mizvada kolshein. If you have a spice bag or a suitcase, no matter what size it is, harelu tamei midras. Those things have the ability to convey and contract tumas midras. V'chulon shenifchasu. But if any of them get a hole in them, so then tahorim neishabataliko batalatvela. Once they get a hole in them, they can't serve their function as a mattress, as a pillow. The stuffing is coming out of it, so once the main part of the tumah is not able to be there anymore, because once a kli loses its status of being a base kibul, once a utensil doesn't hold anything anymore, so it loses its main ability to become tamei, so the tfeila, the idea of the tumas midras, also disappears as well. Okay, we'll stop here, Bezras Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.